This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 Ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners. Advancing medicines to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Our professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888. 888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
And welcome to Who's Talking. And, you know, it's been quite the day, night, evening, whatever, for the city of Richmond. The weather has been all over the place, and the threat of 5 to 8 inches, I knew that was a joke, but you know, we've had some serious weather, some rain, some slush, some freezing rain, a little bit of snow here and there, but anyway, it's going to be nice show tonight, nice warm and cozy in studio, and you might be expecting Hobbo to be in studio with me, diehard Frank. But I found a substitute. I found none other than his son, Dan, Deadly Dan, who's normally on WRVA taking care of Reed in the mornings. But here he is, and I figured better to have at least one Hobgood in studio.
That's right. Part of a straight-up trade that Dad would do my show last week, and then I would come in and do his show this week. Now, I had no idea he wasn't going to be here. I was going to come to offer moral support, and I said, "Where's Dad?"
Well, I could use moral support. You know, the
Vince too, of course. Vince, we got to thank our
and we
great
have to thank
Vince
for making his way in, because he does not have all-wheel drive, and he's engaged and. You know, you would think he'd be kind of soft, but he's tough. He showed up.
That's right.
He made it, and I'm going to commend him. All right, let's welcome my partner, Jim Hobgood, who is on the line. Hobbo, are you there?
I am here.
You know, how about that?
You know, basically, you being a kind, considerate person decided I was too old and feeble to drive at night in bad weather. So,
you know, I wasn't worried about the driving aspect. I was worried about you getting in and out of your car if the weather gets really bad after the show. That, honestly, that was what concerned me. But anyway, I'm glad you could join us by phone tonight. And Terry Gates pulled a fast one. He was going to come in studio. He was going to come in studio. And then at the last minute, he is not in studio, but he will be joining us later in the show. We also have Jeff McDonald joining us tonight later in the show to talk a little football. So this will be a lot of basketball, the injury report with Ortho Virginia, and our good friend Jeff McDonald with a little football. I want to take a moment to thank our friends at Fridays. They have been fantastic to us for a long time. And I just want to remind folks, I had dinner there the other night, and I get takeout to go quite frequently from Fridays. And let me tell you something. They have the best wings in town. Go ahead, all you wing places. Call me and complain. I'm telling you, those whiskey-glazed traditional wings are righteous. Also, their hamburgers and all their other apps are just incredible. I just love that crowd over there. They do a great job. And by the way, tonight, as a special, they are offering $5 apps all night. So all appetizers tonight at over there at over there on Broad Street in Glenside. So that's all the apps you can chat out on, $5 tonight. And that includes wings.
That's a good deal. So if you brave the weather and you're out and about and you need a little something to eat, stop by Broad and Glenside Fridays. Speaking of Fridays, I did reach out the other day to our friend Tony Grillo, wished him a happy new year, and suggested that he let us know when he's in town and we'll grab lunch with him. So we will look forward to that, hopefully before too long.
And what a great guy. Let's move along here. I think we have T. Gates on the line. Terry, this is Frank. Welcome to Who's Talking Tonight on a snowy, sleety, rainy, freezing rain kind of night.
Well, I'm here. I'm with my best friend, Basil, so I'm much better than being at studio with you, Frank.
Hey, I was gonna whip out some LeBro and Graham, which means Woodford Reserve, for those that are not in the know. So... that's your loss, buddy. You can have all the Basil Hayden you want.
Did you call Hobble a joke earlier on?
A joker.
Oh, okay. He's a 5'8" a joke, something, I don't know.
I didn't call him a joke. I think you need hearing aids. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I got Dan Hobgood in studio with me, and Dan.
Hey, Terry.
Dan,
how you doing?
Dan said some unflattering things about you about 5 minutes ago. I'm just kidding.
No.
All right, hey.
I heard him.
Hey, let's pivot quickly to UVA basketball. The team is 8-6 overall, 1-2 in the ACC, and let's just put it like this: a nice win against NC State on Tuesday. I was there in person, and I saw guts, I saw hustle, I saw energy, I saw a determination to make that Wolfpack team travel home with a loss, and they pulled it out, and the post-game press conference was wonderful with Sanchez and the players. And, you know, Andrew Rohde is growing on me. That guy has shown me a lot. Now, I don't know what happened Saturday. I saw a collapse in fundamentals. I saw people that should shoot the ball within 10 feet of the basket taking long shots from outside. I saw guys that were wide open in the corner give up the open three to drive to the basket to get stuffed. Tane Murray, no thanks to you. And, you know, Sanchez says there's an energy problem. You know, when you're playing at home, Terry Gates, did you ever have a problem with energy?
No, you shouldn't have. And what you said about NC State was correct. I thought the first half Virginia played better than average. I thought NC State played great. They hit a lot of threes. NC State did, and they hit a lot of threes late in the shot clock. Then UVA's down by 10, and I thought they
were in trouble.
Figured out that they had to kick it up a notch as far as energy, as you just said, and they did kick it up in the second half. And that was a huge win for the coach, for the players, coming back from, you know, a short break, home for the holidays. You know, they've been acting like they're hungover from Coach Bennett's retirement. We've talked about not having a point guard. You know, you've seen articles about that, not having a proven point guard for the first time in a long time, the UVA program. And then they laid what I thought was a massive egg against Louisville, who, if you listen to the press conference, Pat Kelsey, the coach, said he called timeout in the first half, and he said he thought that Virginia was playing tougher than they were. And, man, that should have fired them up, because, you know, I think the whole game plan when you play Virginia is to attack them. And if Virginia's playing tougher than you, you're not playing very tough. And, man, that second half was hard to fathom.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In the first half, I thought Virginia did very well against Hepburn. I've watched some games this year, and he's been able to get to the hoop against everybody, including Carolina. And Virginia did a good job of denying him everything he wanted, and he was frustrated. They took away – a couple of other things. But then as the second half got going, one thing snowballed into another. And, you know, I can't honestly tell you right now, other than the fact that rebounding is atrocious. It just,
well,
you know, if you're going to...
I think you're correct. For once, Frank, you're correct, I think, that Hepburn, he was very frustrated. The last couple seconds of the half, he really attacked, I don't know if it was Tain or if it was IMAC.
Yeah.
But he kept poking, and he picked a foul up, which they had a foul to give. But if you're the leading scorer for Louisville, why would you put your get your second foul with 4 seconds to go in the half?
Yes.
That made no sense. And there were some words that he and the coach had, a little conversation after that, because he took him out.
Yes.
But I don't know. I looked at the stats here in the second half, and Louisville had 13 field goals in the second half. They were 4 of 10 from the three-point line, and that, what was his name, Rainey Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He was 5 for 10 for the game, 15 points, and I think 30, you know, he had about over 30 minutes, I think. He had 31 minutes, but... the other 9 baskets, I think, were 4 or 5 dunks. I think it was 4 dunks, 3 layups, and 2 putbacks. So everything they had was at the rim or 3-point shots. And I've never seen a UVA team give up 9, call them layups, at the rim in a half. That was atrocious.
You know, it is... It's frustrating having watched how well the pack line has always worked. But in this new era of players coming and going like there's a turnstile, you don't have time to teach them all the fundamentals. And the pack line is a sophisticated defense. And let's just face it, I don't think any staff can run the pack line now, because you're not going to be able to keep the players around long enough. I mean, I guess you could have a pack line light sort of scheme, but the fact is, if you can't rebound, it doesn't matter what defense you're running, because there were times where...
Well, but you don't have a rim protector either.
Well, they have them. The problem is they can't play at both ends of the court. You know, Buchanan is a total disaster. He can't hold on to the ball. He can't tap the ball in. I mean, he could be the only guy on the court. I guarantee you, if you made him play volleyball against the backboard, 9 out of 10 times, he can't get the ball to go in the hoop.
I think it's a very frustrating season for a lot of these players, and I think they all expected, you know, they went to UVA for Coach Bennett, and he's not around, and lack of a point guard.
Well, they got one, Day-Day Ames, and he played against NC State. He played all of 8 minutes. I'm not sure he played 8 minutes against Louisville. I don't have the box in
front
of me.
Played 11.
How many minutes?
I'm looking at it. He played 11. You know, that's not...
Well, he's the answer.
Louisville had 34 bench points.
Yes.
I think we had 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sharma.
You know, the whole
Buchanan didn't score, and Ames didn't score. So that right there, and the kid, I can't even pronounce his name, from Long Beach State,
Saunders,
for Louisville, who broke his arm early in the year.
He had a field day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was the star of the game for Louisville. Now, here's the thing. And, Terry, this is a frustration question, sort of, but it's also reality. How does Virginia, which... at least knew who most of their team was going to be this last fall on, right? Minus Worley. Jalen Worley really hurt UVA, and I wish we could fine him for quitting on this group of guys. But here you have Louisville. They replaced the entire roster with the exception of one guy. They replaced the coaching staff, and suddenly they have a team that could put up 70 points in JPJ.
Yeah, and they're missing two starters, I think.
Yeah,
you know, it's a bad injuries. And I think this was a third. The gentleman, the kid from Long Beach State, came in and you know, scored 15 points in 16 minutes. But it's Pat Kelsey, the coach. I mean, it's project. I forget what it's called, but it's about bringing back basketball to a basketball city.
Yes.
After what Kenny Payne and everything else went on in Louisville in the last three or four years. So it's hard to imagine. He brought four or five, the coach from College of Charleston, he brought four or five players. I'm sure he's got money. And he was challenging kids, do you want to help me bring back, make basketball relevant again in River City? So, you know, it's hard to figure all this out. I asked some guys on our thread, you know, all these guys on our thread. I think Mr. Fulton said it best. You see these guys individually, they look like they're talented, but they don't seem to be the equal to the sum of their parts. And that's I think it's a very good comment.
Yep.
I just think they don't have a glue. Leader yet.
There's no glue, there's no identity, and leadership is lacking everywhere. But the player that you were struggling with is Traore. Abubakar Traore.
Kadir, they call him. Yes. He broke his arm in November.
I should have gone in.
All right, we're gonna jump to our first commercial. T. Gates, thank you very much. It was a frustrating game. Maybe they'll be better on this road swing out west. Stay with us. Who's Talk continues. We got Dr. Jody Smith and Ortho Virginia Report. Injury report coming up next. Stay with us. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at CrownAcuraRichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. 888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment 2 tonight. You know, I meant to start the show. Neither rain nor sleet nor freezing rain will stop Who's Talking.
That's right.
Right, Vince?
Yes.
Vince nodded. And Hobbo, you there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here.
Hobbo,
yeah, I think we had some technical difficulties there with two guys on the two different lines calling in, but I'm here and enjoyed what you and Terry were saying about the basketball team.
Clearly,
last year we talked about a team with a very small room margin of error. This year's team has no margin for error. You know, they just have some problems. You know, the point guard position, I know you and I were talking earlier about Day-Day Ames, and I don't know if he's still having problems with that ankle or this is a coaching decision, but he played 8.5 minutes against NC State and 10 minutes against Louisville. Obviously, as Terry said, he didn't score, Buchanan didn't score, and T.J. Power. And T.J. Power, another guy who's been disappointing. You know, supposedly he's a five-star recruit, but we haven't seen any five-star recruit yet. So I don't know what's going on there.
Well, so you know,
Saunders.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Ron Sanchez, the interim head coach, has mentioned that T.J. Power is his day will come, as if he's I think he's learning to get his confidence back. You know, the transition from Duke to Virginia, for whatever reason, has been difficult for him. I think his mistake was he never should have gone to Duke in the first place. Tony Bennett recruited him hard. He had a good relationship with Bennett and the coaches. And I'm convinced if Power had come to Virginia and Con Knepel, or whatever they pronounce it, had not deviated from his verbal implied commitment to Virginia and not gone to Duke, if those guys had stayed the course and come to Virginia, I don't think Tony Bennett would have resigned. I think he might have said,
possible.
Hey, I think those two events seriously impacted him. I also have heard, this may or may not be news to people, but one of the players on the team apparently said in the middle of practice before the season started, he said, I'm renegotiating my NIL out loud. And I don't know who that is. I will get that name. But anyway, we've got our good friend Jody Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome to Who's Talking tonight.
G'day. What a wonderful night it is.
Well, you know, this is the kind of weather Ortho Virginia's administrators are excited about, because this fills up the waiting room, doesn't it?
Well, if we could have had some more sleigh riding today, it would have been more helpful. But yeah, it does help.
Anyway, we shouldn't joke about such horrible things. But it's no worse than pickleball. I mean, pickleball has become a godsend, I guess, to your bottom line. But anyway, I'm going to tell you some information that you may or may not have. You know, we've been wondering about Christian Bliss, the point guard mm-hmm. that had ankle surgery last year. It was a medical red shirt and has not played so far this year. Ron Sanchez said today on the ACC coaches call, he said, when asked about Bliss, he said, Bliss has voluntarily withdrawn himself from being available for practices and games. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is just my personal inclination here. And listen, I know there are people probably going to fuss at me, but I would tell the young man, well, you're going to be on the next bus home, because they've paid a lot of money for him to be in school, and I'm assuming he has some NIL. I'm also think it's ridiculous with all the care and feeding he's gotten and all the pampering he's gotten by the coaches and the and Ethan Saliba and everybody else at Virginia, that he doesn't deserve any break here. You know, if he's trying to preserve his another redshirt year, which he's going to have to petition for, then he's basically telling Virginia to go to where. So I'm gonna say send him home, take away all his privileges, and help him find a bus station, because it's absurd for him to be doing this.
It's such a strange world now, Frank. I mean, it's just not the same as it has been, and so you know all of these decisions are affected by so many more things than medicine. And so you know I didn't want to say anything, but I think this is. Been kind of the situation, I think, for a bit. I think that he was cleared by doctors to return when he was ready for a while.
Yes.
And he kind of kept saying, I'm not ready, which is a subjective thing, obviously. But, I mean, this is where we are with athletics now. People, you know, the kids are kind of trying to figure out what works out best for them, not only athletically, but financially. And so I think this isn't the last time you're going to see it happen.
But this is the most overt effort by a player to control the team, the coach, and the situation, and having never played at all, what credibility does he have? I mean, maybe he can go play for Ham Sydney. You know, I just think this is absurd.
Let me jump in here. I think this is a reflection of why Tony Bennett decided he had had enough. And you want to give him a bus ride home, but I think he's from Charlottesville, so it's probably a pretty short ride.
Really cheap bus ride home.
Hold on, I don't think Bliss is from Charlottesville.
I think there's a big reason why Tony's not on the bench anymore.
Well, listen, there was a player that yelled out at the beginning of a practice before the season began, or maybe shortly after the season began, where a player shouted out, "I'm going to renegotiate my NIL." And I tell you what, I'd put that guy on a bus too. I mean, we're dealing with a situation of everybody's gotten soft and they think they can manipulate. They've got the wrong attitude about sports. I mean, you're playing for your team, your school, yourself, and you know, the University of Virginia went out on a limb on these people. And, you know, by the way, Bliss is from Queens, New York. So I don't know about.
I think this would have come to a head sooner if last year those kids from Florida State had chosen to sit out the Duke game, Frank. I think you'd have seen.
Yes.
It's similar but different. But I think that you know those kids they boycotted practice and then they said they almost sat out for the Duke game. And said they'd sat out for that game. It's a similar situation. It's a me first situation.
I think we're dealing with something now that is totally out of control and. As several people have mentioned to me not too long ago, we're dealing with a situation where you hate to get the government involved, but if the NCAA and the conferences are not going to do it, someone's got to do it, and we've got to. This is more than guardrails. This is, you know, everybody's going to walk away from the sport, and that basketball is a great game and a big deal at UVA. And I'm sorry we have to go to break because we could dig deeper here. I want to thank Jody. Thanks for joining us, and I apologize
Jody,
for my meltdown.
Yeah, quite literally,
happy
the man who saved my life.
Yeah,
5 years ago now.
Yes. All right, we thank you, and we're going to head to break. Come back on this side. We've got Jeff McDonald. Thank you. Habbo, stay on the line. Take care.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
I am.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either 2 or 3 of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You met with UVA. I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. Sorry for the delayed switch over to the at the bottom of the hour break, but I got wound up a little bit. It doesn't happen very often, but I got wound up about this whole Christian Bliss fiasco. All right, we've got our good friend, loyal sponsor, excellent football player back in his day, quite the football mentor over the years, and certainly someone that has a lot of insights concerning the game of football. None other than Jeff McDonald. Jeff, welcome to Who's Talking.
Hey, Frank. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. We got some kind of weird feedback going there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you should call right back. It's like doing a double reverb on us, but I'm not sure what that connection is. If you're on speaker, please just go straight to your handheld phone.
I just did that, and I hear you perfectly.
Thank you. All right, we're back. We're back.
Yeah, it's sounding better now.
That's good. All right. So let's talk about the situation. Somehow, miraculously, in recent weeks, the Virginia football team has made some hay, as they say, and they've done well in the portal. I wouldn't say spectacular, but they're doing well. They got the quarterback from Nebraska. He's got 3 years left on his eligibility. Devin Neal, a safety, a cornerback, a defensive lineman, and Jacob Holmes. They got a great quarterback from North Texas. This kid, Chandler Morris, threw for 30-some touchdowns this past year for North Texas and got him in a bowl game. He's got at least 1 year remaining, and he will help Virginia immensely this coming year. They've got a good running back. They've got an edge rusher in Kazim Moore. They got another edge rusher today. And I think his name is Fisher Kamek, and he is a brute from Nevada, Las Vegas. And people are going to get to know him because I went did some research on him. He's a guy that's determined to rush off the edge as a linebacker, and he's a stand-up rusher, and Virginia needs that kind of player. Virginia got a defensive lineman from Alabama, this kid Hunter Osborne. They've got an offensive tackle from JMU. Tayshawn Wyatt, who's, I think, in the Richmond area. He's got a grad year, and that's exciting because that young man has got 30-some games as a starter on the O-line, offensive guard and left offensive tackle, and that's a position of serious need. I think Virginia needs at least another offensive lineman, maybe a right offensive guard. They did get a center in Brady Wilson, who will have 1 year. He's a graduate player coming in. But things are looking good. In fact, the number of scholarships are being swallowed up very quickly right now, and I think Virginia's down to maybe one. So if there's going to be any more additions, there might have to be some departures. Anyway, Virginia could still go after a few more players that are players that have finished up their college career in bowl games and the college football playoffs. There's a 5-day window after those games that you can still go get them. Anyway, I give Elliott and his staff good marks. You know, they're getting a B-plus from me, and, you know, there's a little bit of hope there. What do you think?
Frank, you know, I totally agree with you on that, and I hope you can hear me. You were coming in and out just a little bit, but
you're good now.
I would say for me, Coach Elliott gets a solid A for taking advantage of the transfer portal. You mentioned the winter window. It closed. It's about a 2-week period. It closed on the 28th. We got a good crop of guys through that, and I want to just talk about the linemen for a second. A couple of them came in after Christmas, but the one that I'm the most excited about is Brady Wilson, who has 24 starts at UAB. That's about 1,800 snaps. According to PFF, you know, Professional Football Focus, he graded out at 81.6, which puts him the fourth highest in the country. So it's no shocker that he was twice put on the watch list for the Dave Remington Award, which of course goes to the top center, and we need him because, you know, Brian Stevens was awesome for us. Yet another transfer from Dayton, and this guy looks a lot like him, about the same size, maybe actually a little bit bigger, 6'2", maybe 300 pounds. He didn't allow a single sack last year, so I really think that if he stays healthy, and by all indication, you know, he's a solid player, he could step right in and start for us and really help us. Tayshawn Wyatt, really like him. He came from James Madison. He's a local guy here from Richmond, Henrico High School. Great size kid, 6'4", 320. And interestingly, on the promo, when they announced it, they had a picture of him holding Paul Akari, who is probably our strongest defensive lineman, our transfer from Columbia, who's back at Columbia for law school now. But when I say strongest, he had the top power clean on the team, about 375 pounds. So I've got to text out to Paul to find out whether he got flagged for holding him. But all good offensive linemen know how to do that, and so yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how he does. And we've got another transfer, Kevin Wingenton. I don't think you mentioned him.
Yeah, because it has happened.
He's got
since, yeah, it happened this afternoon.
Yeah, this afternoon it just came in, and another big kid, 6'5", 330, came from a couple big programs, played 19 games for Michigan State. That's over 500 snaps. And he had 6 starts, so he wasn't a full-time starter. I'm not sure what the reason was for that, but clearly, you know, he's got big league size, and he's played for a couple big programs, although he really was just a backup at Illinois, but you know that can be for any number of reasons. But I'm very excited about these guys coming in. I give Coach Elliott an A for taking advantage of the transfer portal. It's going to open back up again in the spring windows from, I guess, April 16 to April 25. You mentioned that we can get grad students pretty much any time, and when coaches get fired, we can get kids anytime. So I think we can still get a couple more offensive linemen. But I did want to mention a couple guys because you don't want to just focus on the new guys. But I mean, by far, word on the street is our best offensive linemen are Mikhail Boley and Noah Josie, both of whom are coming back. They're experienced. They're journeymen. Mikhail Boley, of course, he has been starting at the left tackle. So Tyshawn Wyatt and him will probably be battling for a starting position there. Tyshawn also has experience at guard, but we're pretty solid at left guard. That's Noah Josie.
Yeah, but right guard.
I want to mention a player that I mentioned before, who Coach Elliott mentioned, and he was a walk-on who was given a scholarship, and he said, "Hey, this guy's going to be really good for us," and he has, get this, 3 years of eligibility left. His name is Noah Hartso, Tucker guy.
J.R. Tucker.
Yes, sir. J.R. Tucker right here. Super, super smart guy. Came in with a lot of AP credits, graduated with an undergraduate degree in 2.5 years. He has told me that he has every intention of staying at Virginia. Unfortunately, he was Brian Stevens' backup and roommate last year, but unfortunately, he hurt his knee in spring ball, had surgery. Rehab is going very well. It's not real clear yet whether he's going to be allowed to play in the spring game, but that's a very, very solid player who's going to help us, if not this year, down the road. So just keep an eye on Noah Hartso.
We'd need him right now.
I know.
Tell him to get ready. I'm tired of hearing about the Hartso, parade of champions. I mean, I want him on the field.
He's a very good looking kid. And hey, football's the bad thing about football is that the injury rate is 100%, and so it was his turn. And so we're not going to hold that against him. But I predict huge things for him. It's unfortunate that we lost a couple guys in the offseason. Of course, Brian Stevens, he used up all his eligibility.
And Malachi Fields, heartbreaking. All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Jeff. We want to thank you, as always, for your contributions and your support, as always. Stay tuned. We've got one more segment to go, and there will be a lot to discuss. Stay with us. Who's Talking? We'll continue.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
With UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall, you could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh, you gotta love those chords, baby.
Hotel California.
That's right. One of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. And lucky for me, I got to hear them play live at JPJ, and it was incredible. All right, Who's Talking? Final segment tonight. Hobbo on the hotline. Hobbo, what have we not covered that you would like to talk about?
Well, you know, the one thing, it's time for the Olympic news. The one item I was going to mention, the lacrosse schedule has been unveiled. They have 14 regular season games, 9 of which are at home, and they begin on February 8th against Colgate at Klockner Stadium. So lacrosse on the horizon just over about a month from now.
You better dress warmly if you're going to be there February 9th against Colgate, because I have been to some of those early season games. One year, Virginia was playing Syracuse, and it was sleeting, and then it was snowing, and then the sleet returned. Literally, we had frostbite in the press box.
You know, it's lacrosse is one of those games, and you have to admire the players, because you start in very frigid weather in many cases, and you end up hopefully on Memorial Day weekend where it could be very hot. So it's kind of like football in that regard. We've talked a lot about hoops this week. Road trip, as you mentioned, they play California on Wednesday, 11 o'clock Eastern time. I think the game's on ESPNU, so it's a late night on Wednesday. Hopefully the team will play better to justify those who stay up to watch. And then the Stanford Cardinal on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern. You know, these are two teams, you know, I'm trying to think here. I think California is 7-7. Yeah, here they are. California is 7-7, 0-3 in the ACC. So maybe that's a team that Virginia could get a road victory in conference. Clearly, they got to play better, and it's concerning to hear what you're talking about. Christian Bliss, regardless of where he's from, that has got to be incredibly frustrating. The news came out this week about 6 players suing Florida State coach over NIL money or promise of NIL money. So the coaching profession is not what it used to be. Many moons ago when I played, you know, the coach was the boss, and you didn't have much alternative. If you didn't like it, you left. So these coaches are facing a lot of challenges that were unheard of in recent years. You know, I mean, this is all within the last couple, 3 years, and it's got to be incredibly frustrating, and it just makes being successful that much more challenging.
How about we need to mention here at this point, our good friends at Fridays are the official sponsor of our Olympic Report every Monday night. And I just remind folks, tonight all the appetizers are $5 all night long at Fridays over at Glenside and Broad. So pot stickers, queso, mozzarella sticks, sesame chicken strips, whiskey glazed.
Sounds good.
You know, the combos are all incredible. Loaded potato skins, shrimp cocktail. You know, get busy, get over there, and grab yourself some good food at a good price. By the way, there's a basketball game on tonight, and we thank Fridays. All right.
Fridays is terrific, and we haven't mentioned yet next week's show. Hobo will definitely be in studio next week.
Hobo's coming back to the studio?
But
so much for my 15 minutes of Who's Talking fame.
Dan is very disappointed. Dan is disappointed. Dan was hoping he could just slide right in. He said, if Dan's not paying attention, I'm just going to take his chair.
Dan was probably thinking Dad was going to give him a couple of bucks. If he
Hey, I need some money for those Friday appetizers, there Dad. You know.
Hey, next week's show. Hey, Hobo, next week's show is at 6 o'clock. We got Wally Walker, Paul Collins, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. So a terrific show as usual. But next week,
Linda has a little issue with her thumb going on, and she has an appointment with Boyd Rawls next Monday morning. So we'll check in with him both morning and evening next week.
That's why she doesn't return my texts.
She's got an injured figure from too much texting.
Wally hopefully will bring us up to speed with regard to the success he's having out there trying to generate a little interest in the financial aspect of the program. And, you know, obviously we'll ask him about the team itself coming off the road trip to California. And then the following week they have the Ponies coming to town, SMU, on January 15th at JPJ. You know, the other thing about the basketball team, the thing we have to also keep in mind, this is a young team.
Yes.
You know, Tane Murray is the only fourth-year player on the squad, so your comment about T.J. Power earlier needing to maybe have a little additional time to catch up to the pack line defense, the Virginia offensive scheme, and restore some confidence. So that, you know, the key, I guess, is we all get frustrated, and I think part of that is the level of success that Virginia basketball's had over the last decade. But this is a young team, and hopefully they will show improvement as the season unfolds.
Listen, I think there's talent there. I just think they have not figured out, the coaches and the players, they've not figured out who needs to be on the court with whom. Also, who needs to be shooting the ball where. If Sanders gets the ball again at the top of the arc, above the top of the key, I'm saying no. Get down there, get in the paint, get the foul line extended. Let's get better shots. All right.
Frank, I appreciate your covering for me tonight. I'll see you next week in studio, and we thank everybody for listening.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks,
you're
everybody.
The best.
Go Wahoos, and next week, Wally Walker, Paul Collins, Dr. Boyd Rawls. That's Monday, January 13th at 6 p.m. our regular time. Go Hoos!
Go Hoos!
Let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.